Action item number four, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2010 first quarter budget report. John Haas.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is not an action item, but our quarterly report on our budget, our performance, and this is really for the first quarter of the 2010 fiscal year. Again, you receive the detail schedules that you do each quarter in your materials, and this is simply just a summary and just to highlight again in the first quarter. Since it's the first quarter, there's nothing. There could be, but there was nothing remarkable from a standpoint of this quarter, and I mean that just that's really out of ordinary or different than what we expected. But the trend is good, where our revenues were greater than we budgeted for. Our expenses were less than we budgeted for. Those are both, of course, very favorable trends, as you can see there. But being the first quarter, there's not a whole lot of conclusions you can draw from that. We'll certainly know more as we get in the second and third quarter reports. We'll be able to see which of those savings. I'm sure some of those savings in expenses will be permanent, that we will probably have savings over the course of the year, but probably some of that, the majority of that's probably timing, just timing of expenditures. So some of that we'll catch up with. On a capital project, you can see down there, second to last line, again, underspending, but again, that's timing to some extent on just projects. A lot of times capital projects just move a little slower than you plan for in the course of the year, and sometimes you catch up with them, and sometimes they won't all get completed in the fiscal year and they'll go into the next year. So anyway, you can see in the first quarter we started the year, and the year to date where it has actually $41 million in our uncommitted reserves up there. And at the end of at 11:30 2009, the end of the first quarter, $54 million at that point. And that, again, is consistent. It's a big jump, some $13 million, but we do most of our billings in the first quarter, our water billings and things like that, and many of our customers pay on an annual basis in advance at the beginning of the year. So we take in a lot of revenue in the first quarter, as many of y'all may remember from previous presentations. So we sort of build up cash reserves and then sort of spend them over the course of the year. So we'll be spending some of that down. Anyway, in fact, you can see the annual budget that you all adopted back in July, projected that we would spend that down to $30-something million dollars. Whether we'll do that or not, we'll see, but you can see that. Anyway, any questions about that?
John, it's a minor thing, but on tab four, I was looking at the numbers are the exact same, but for instance, the 7730 is not in parentheses, nor is the 185 on the formal report. I think it's just a typo error that needs to be corrected, but
okay,
see what I'm talking about?
What schedule was that?
I'm on page tab four, page 173 of
185.
The PowerPoint is correct, but the report itself is not.
Okay,
it doesn't have the parentheses, negative numbers. In other words,
format issue,
format deal. But you might want to correct that.
I'll go back and look. I'll look at that. Correct. Any other questions?
$10 million is just we haven't spent the money. Is that correct?
You're talking about in the capital projects. Yeah, that's what we projected to spend out of our reserves. We've only spent $500,000 of it in the first quarter. Whether we'll spend all $10 million of that this year will to be.
Is that a single issue?
There's multiple projects. It includes expenditures on. There's probably three or four projects that represent a good chunk of that, but our system operations permit, our Graham flood control project. We end up doing that with the thing and a couple other things that some of the SWAT's remediation project probably represents the biggest chunk of that.
It's coming. We just haven't spent it.
It's coming. It's coming, and we'll get to it this year or futures.
Yeah. Talk about what's happened like with the Corps where they get more money, stimulus money.
I think when we talked in the budget back in July, I made some reference to this, but as you all know, with the stimulus program and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that was passed by Congress, it generated the government put a bunch more money into federal projects and the like. One of those is with the Corps of Engineers. The Corps for years had been asking for monies to do deferred maintenance on a lot of their projects and things. The money wasn't there, now all of a sudden it is. They have funded a whole lot of that. What that means to us is that since we're partners in these core lakes in our basin, these eight core lakes, well, nine if you count the city of Waco, although that's a pass-through to the city of Waco, but these projects, that we actually have to share in that cost. Even though the federal government put it forward, we're going to have to go in and actually pay for part of that. The Corps is we're currently working with the Corps right now to try to mitigate that, but it very much will result in, we'll see this more as we get in this next budget cycle, to where we may have to spend a significant amount more money for our share of those projects and stuff. So it's an example where the federal government is taking the initiative to do it, but we're a partner with them, so we're going to actually have to share in the cost with them in that regard.
There was an article in the over the weekend, the city of Corsicana, they were having an emergency meeting because they were $1.2 million in the hole that they hadn't anticipated because they got this additional money to do some of their projects. And so they were holding an emergency meeting to say how they were going to come up with the money.
Yeah, there are definitely other public entities that are in the same boat, just like Phil said, with other cities that have lakes and reservoirs that they're trying to deal with. The Corps is aware of that. To their credit, the Corps people are trying to work with the other larger Washington agencies to try to help us, but there'll be some impact to that. Any other questions? Okay.
Great. Thank you.